The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the second hour of the program. You can share your thoughts with us on whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Daryl.
We've been talking about Venezuela and, to a lesser extent, a little bit of North Korea. But
it's a republic, not a democracy.
It is, isn't it, Daryl? You checked that out during...
Venezuela, the official name is the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela.
The United States is also a republic.
Yes.
As
is
Korea.
North Korea.
North Korea is
the Democratic People's Republic of North Korea.
China.
The North Korean Constitution, in addition to recognizing the freedom of speech, expression, association, right to petition, they also recognize the right to travel, which is not something recognized in the U.S. Constitution.
Interesting. Well, try to tell that to the people who tried to leave North Korea.
I think the last word of the Soviet Union was republic as well, wasn't it?
Yes, the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics.
So republics are a dime a dozen, and certainly it's obviously no guarantee, nor are any of the words written on paper of any rights being respected anywhere. We're sharing with you the latest from Venezuela, where there's an energy crisis, and Rich Paul, as you pointed out, that's ironic for a country that is rich with an oil supply.
And that has a fairly large hydropower dam, and they're right by the ocean, where you would assume they would be able to set up like some underwater hydro dams
that
to where the current...
That would require innovation. That would require the ability to innovate, which generally governments don't do very well.
Right, but the capability of getting power from ocean current exists.
It does exist. Right.
So it's not like I'm saying, hey guys, you should build this thing that nobody's ever done before.
So the latest is that they're asking women in the country to stop using hair dryers.
But not the men.
And also some other ridiculous requests. Plus, we're sharing a video from We Are Changed. Luke Radowski and Jeff Berwick from the Dollar Vigilante and Anarchast went down to Venezuela, and they've got some pretty shocking footage of what it was like there. But let's go to the phone calls and your calls and thoughts here. Paul is on the line listening in Hotlanta. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Nice program.
Thanks.
I'd like to ask you guys one collective question.
Okay.
Were any of you guys homeschooled?
No. I was not.
No. Some public schooling, some private schooling.
Why do you ask?
Well, I guess there's some hope for this country then. I mean, you guys withstood the educational indoctrinational system because you're aware of what's going on.
You know, I've kind of always been, I think, Rich, you told me you were this way. I'm curious, Daryl, if you share this experience, that you're sort of always been anti-authority, like from as long as you can remember. Mm-hmm. Didn't you tell me that?
I've always been anti-authority, and I've also always more or less been an autodidact, where I went to
public... A self-learner.
I went to public schools, but most of the time what I would get in trouble for is reading some other book that was 3 years ahead of my level inside my desk while the teacher was lecturing, because I already knew what she was talking about.
I wouldn't say that I necessarily always questioned authority per se, but because I said so was never a good enough reason for me.
Okay.
I wanted to know the logic behind why the rule said what the rule said.
And a lot of times the explanation was lacking.
Was just, well, that's the rule because that's the rule.
That's the way it's always been.
But why is that the rule? Why has it always been that? Well, just because.
So I think to some extent, Paul, if you go into the government system with an anti-authority mentality, for whatever reason, maybe we were born that way. I don't know if it's very effective at beating that out of people.
I like to quote Mark Twain, who said, "I never let my schooling get in the way of my education."
Right.
Excellent. That's well said. But
was there more you wanted to share, Paul? Go ahead.
Well, basically, I mean, this is probably quite a few years back, and you probably would have been recommended by the school nurse to take Ritalin. because you definitely stepped outside the box.
That started to happen. You started to hear about that when I was in high school. I remember there was like one kid who was sort of known to be on Ritalin, and it didn't seem to be as widespread. I was in high school in the late 90s. It didn't seem to be as widespread of a diagnosis, if you will,
as
it is today.
Yeah, that seemed to have started cropping up a couple years after I graduated high school. My 20-year reunion is happening this summer. And initially, I was not planning on going because it's happening the final weekend of when Porkfest is happening. But, well, I don't think I'm going to Porkfest, so I might go to my high school reunion.
Yeah, there's apparently quite a few people who are not going to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, considering they have banished me and thereby...
And this radio show.
Thereby Free Talk Live from their event.
Hmm.
So, Paul, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-453. And to anyone who's still stuck within the government education or the government indoctrination day prison system, you have my my best wishes. I hope that you can get out of there sooner rather than later and stop, you know, throwing your life away, basically, because it's just such a waste. A lot of it really is. It's just a place to hold kids through the day, for the most part, and give them the most rudimentary of basic education.
Yeah, and if you actually go back and study the history of what's called the Prussian school system, you see that it really came to the United States as a way to have the children go somewhere during the day,
and also sort
instead
of
having them help on the farm,
and also like dumb them down and make them sort of the lowest common denominator worker drone types, right?
Right.
Yeah, it was designed for the Industrial Revolution, for the idea that people were going to be working in factories and that they had to be able to respond to bells and whistles and move as a group without question. And that's not the world we're living in. And
yeah,
that's still the world they're trying to prepare people for. So, yeah, I tell people that education and productivity are essential and that school and a job are probably not the way to get there.
You know where else they ring bells to, that precede movement of people? Prisons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's go to Brian. He's in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live listening on our listen lines. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, it's Brian wanting to bring up about the public defenders are not doing their job. They're government attorneys. They want people to take plea agreements even if they're innocent.
Well, that is kind of the job of a public defender. It basically is to, you know, force people, or not force them, but encourage them heavily into taking plea agreements. Every now and then you'll come across one that's pretty good. And, Rich, you actually had one recently in one of your cases that I thought did a really fine job. So every now and then you'll come across one.
Yeah, I thought he did a really good job, too. The thing about advising people to take plea agreements is most people just want to get out of it. They want their security back. They want to not be afraid anymore.
I want this to go away. What can I do to make this go away?
And you can't blame them.
Exactly. And because that's the most common thing that people want, attorneys in general will generally advise you to take the plea because the system is set up to make it much better for you if you do. There's a huge risk. Now, there are stubborn people like me and like Ian, and I think Daryl has probably done this as well, who go in and refuse to take the plea. And but it generally goes worse for us that when we do that.
That's
the
right,
consequences for us are generally worse. So it's, for me, it's kind of a kids don't try this at home kind of thing. I mean, I'd love
if everybody
got up and did it, because if everybody got up and did it,
the
system would collapse. They wouldn't have the jails to put us in or the people to guard us.
Right. Unless you're willing to actually wind up sitting in jail, don't, you know, take it all the way, because you can wind up sitting in jail for refusing to pay a fine.
That's
which
true.
I think everybody in the studio tonight has done.
Yep.
Yep. Brian, anything else you want to share about public defenders?
Yeah. How about after the break?
All right, stand by. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can share your experience with us. Bring up whatever is on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9426. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We are ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-939-9426. That's 1-800-939-9426.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Invited to join us here. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Whether it's the dismal situation in Venezuela, which will keep We'll keep investigating here with the help of Luke Radowski and Jeff Berwick. Their We Are Change videos, pretty eye-opening. We'll share some more of that audio here in moments. Also, somebody's called in about public defenders frustrated with their what he says is they're not doing their job. But I don't know. It seems like their job is to push people into plea deals. And I think one of you guys pointed out, Rich Paul and Gerald W. Perry joining me. I'm Ian here in the studio here tonight. That just regular defenders will encourage people to take plea deals. I mean, after all, it's just easy money. I know somebody who was...
Well, it's not just easy money. If you look at what happened to me, the plea deal, the day I went to jail for selling cannabis for a year, the day before the trial, I was offered a no-time plea. So it would have been no jail time plea, so it would have been just probation.
Plus some fines.
I turned down that plea, and I got the same 3 years of probation, the same $3,700 in fines, plus a year in jail. And the year in jail was basically the additional punishment for not taking the plea.
So they swear up and down that there's no punishment for not taking a plea and going all the way to trial.
And they do that just by a clever context shift. They say, oh, we're not charging you extra for not taking the plea, but we'd give you a discount if you did. Well, you know, that's kind of a distinction without a difference from my point of view. They'll say, we're not punishing you for not taking the plea, but we would have rewarded you for taking it.
So, I think what you're pointing out, or what you just pointed out previously, Rich, was that essentially the lawyers might not be pushing them to take the plea. It's just that that's what their clients want. Their clients want it to be over with, and so the lawyer goes ahead and says, well, if you want it to be over with, then, you know, I could take this to trial, but if you want it to be over with, just take the plea. Thing is, there was one case here in Keene of a few kids, young guys, who were arrested during the riots, the Pumpkin Fest riots. Now, they weren't rioting. They were trying to go to the corner store. There's a little corner convenience store.
How dare you try to buy snacks at a riot?
These are the three kids that you filmed.
That's correct.
Getting tackled.
Yeah,
okay, I remember them.
Getting basically just piled onto by a phalanx of police officers, state police, armed cops, all just for walking to the convenience store. And it was interesting because their attorney, he was actually willing to take this thing to trial. Mm-hmm. And in my opinion, he had a good case because he had video footage, thanks to me, of what happened to these guys. They literally walked up. If you search for, I think the video is called Alpha Dogs on the Free Keen channel on YouTube. Search for that and you'll probably find it. They were literally walking up to the corner store. They were stopped by these cops who started shouting at them right away. Just started shouting at them to turn back, turn around. You can't be here. And the dudes were like surprised. It's 1 a.m. Everything's died down. There's not any kind of rioting going on in the streets or anything. They were coming out. They said they were in their dorm room the whole time, you know, kind of hiding out in the dorm room from the riot. So they weren't involved in the rioting and they were hungry. So they wanted to go out and, you know, get some midnight snacks, that kind of thing. And the cops literally did, within seconds, just tackled them and attacked them and hurt them. And they had to go, a couple of them had to go to the hospital. And it was just a bad, bad scene. And so the attorney was like ready to roll, man. He was ready to go. So this attorney did want to go to trial. He was talking to me and talking to Renee, who was also there. She witnessed it. And we were willing to go and testify at this trial were it to go forward. But unfortunately, his parents, at the last moment, decided to talk him into just taking the plea deal on this and pleading guilty to whatever it was. I think it was disorderly conduct or some other non-crime where there was no actual victim in order to what? It wasn't to save money because the attorney told me the charges for the parents. Parents, of course, were paying the bill for the attorney. So it wasn't as though they would get to, you know, pay less. They paid the same amount. So that attorney got the same amount of money from those parents for holding their kid's hand through a plea deal as he would have gotten for going through the full criminal trial. It was amazing.
But it sounds like it wasn't a situation where he pushed the parents into taking the plea deal either.
No, he didn't.
It sounds more like... Well, there's a difference. His report of the facts of the situation probably very much informed their view. But, you know, you don't have to misreport the facts to get people to take the plea deal, because if you get convicted after refusing the plea deal, it's going to go much worse for you.
All right, let's go to Brian in Virginia. You're the one who called in about this. Any other thoughts you wanted to share? Go ahead.
All right, sir. Thank you. I'm going to go ahead and bring up the fact that my family did not want me to take the plea. They were ready to provide whatever evidence that the public defender, Eric Plackey, you know, would need to take it to trial. And he didn't do any work. He didn't do anything to help prove my innocence. He didn't have Luke Rutkowski as a witness or Stuart Rhodes or anybody. He came to my family with a phone, in a phone conversation. He said, you got to get Brian to take the plea. He's going to get 20 years, and he had no defense prepared. And I would have won had I gotten a better attorney. And
well, one of the things you can always do with a public defender is fire them anytime you feel as though they are not representing you well enough. Thanks, Brian, for your call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, because even though they're your attorney, you know, has been assigned by the state. And now, this isn't legal advice, so maybe there's some states where you can't fire a public defender. It was my understanding that you can fire them at any time if you feel like they are not representing you appropriately in these legal arrangements. So
right.
Cut them loose, and you'd be, in some cases, you're better off doing it yourself. I know that, you know, hiring an attorney is an expensive thing to do.
Well, and that there's sometimes, and I've heard of this happening, to where somebody, as a stall tactic, will fire a public defender, you know, like
to get way
through whatever, get the continuance, hire somebody else, fire that person once it gets past a certain point, and then they'll just, you know, go years and years without ever actually getting to trial.
Really, can it go that long? Because at some point I would think the judge would say, all right, that's enough of this, we're going to trial. You're either going to have or not have an attorney. I can't imagine that would go on for too long.
Eventually, the judge will do that.
Right.
I don't know how long it will take.
Yeah. I mean, you can press your luck as long as you can, right? Like,
yeah.
That's a tactic that will work for a period of time, but for how long, I guess it would depend on the man.
Yeah,
the road.
Well, when I was a corrections officer 16 years ago, there was one of the guys that
was doing that.
Doing that, but he was hiring attorneys, so he wasn't using public defenders on doing this thing. But he was able to stall off the murder charge for at least 5 years.
Was he sitting in jail the whole time?
Sitting in jail because he had already been convicted of other stuff.
Okay.
So, like, it didn't make any difference.
Right, I was going to say, what good did that do him?
He just didn't want to wind up being convicted of murder.
I see.
So he, you know, kept doing this stall tactic, and at least 5 years,
wow,
this went on.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. If you've got a nightmare public defender story, you're welcome to share that, or maybe a really good one. Maybe you encountered one that really did a great job. 855-453, 855-450-3733. If you want to see one of the good ones, look up the video of Rich Paul's hearing for his, probation? It's Free Talk
Live. Violation of probation.
Yeah, violation of probation.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor Legal Tender Gold Coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to FastWealthFast.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to FastWealthFast.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
When Dr. Lane Sebring appeared on Fox News and claimed that he could give seniors a second shot at youth, viewers were highly skeptical. But then they saw the proof. Despite being 61 years old, Dr. Sebring is still competing in martial arts competitions against guys half his age and winning. But what's even more remarkable are his lab tests that back it all up. His blood pressure checks in at a healthy 110 over 78, and his blood sugar never jumps above 70. So what's his secret? Sebring has been using a powerful green drink that he personally formulated called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens was originally created to help older guys in the military who are dealing with achy joints and stiff muscles. And for a limited time, Dr. Sebring is letting you try the drink absolutely free. All he asks is that you chip in a few bucks to help cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. greens75.com. greens75.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE with you tonight. Ian here.
Rich Paul.
And Daryl.
And if you enjoy Free Talk Live, you want to help support the show, what we're doing here, then one way to do that is to shop with us at shop.freetalklive.com. There are links to Amazon, including Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. You just go into the right Amazon for you. Get the stuff that you want, get it ordered and delivered right to you, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. It's the same great Amazon prices and selection and all the reviews, everything you're used to. It's just you're entering through our affiliate links. So please go to shop.freetalklive.com as we continue here. Whether you've got comments on public defenders, the court system, homeschooling, we've been all over that those topics here tonight, but also Venezuela has been a heavy topic of discussion for those of you just tuning in. There is a bit of a disaster happening down there, a socialist-style disaster, where now women are being asked to stop using hair dryers and go au natural to save electricity. President Nicolas Maduro says, I think a woman looks better when she runs her fingers through her hair and lets it dry naturally, as he attempted to excuse his ridiculous demands.
I think a woman looks better in a sundress, but I'm not going to legislate it.
So it's I don't know if it's a piece of legislation. I think he's just issuing a request to the people of Venezuela at this point.
He's probably issuing a decree because he's, you know, in charge, and that's how things happen in Venezuela.
I don't know if you're going to go to prison for using a hair dryer, but maybe that's coming soon enough. Now, I imagine the prisons in Venezuela are pretty overfilled as well, because it's just an absolutely horrifying situation down there. We were playing some video from We Are Change on YouTube. Luke Radowski and also Jeff Berwick from Anarchast went down there recently and took a tour And it was apparently a pretty harrowing experience. Crime is happening everywhere. There's no guns allowed. And further, people, like in the at nighttime, they're out driving around the streets. There aren't people in the streets at all. And we're talking about the capital city here, where, you know, your normal capital city's bustling and there's, you know, nightlife and things are happening.
And Caracas was once bustling. Yep. This is not how it's always been in Venezuela.
Right. Caracas used to be like one of the major port cities in the world. I remember there was some shipping game that I played on a computer back in like middle school. Mm. And you had to pick like what port you wanted to have as your home base.
Yep.
And whoever picked Caracas would always wind up winning the game.
Yeah, not so much anymore.
Yeah. Hmm.
So, right now nobody wants to import into Venezuela because they don't want to accept the Bolivar, and you can't if you're doing business on the non-black market, the whatever you call that, the legitimate market, then you can only pay with Bolivars for products that you want to import because you can't pay with dollars because that's illegal, basically. So therefore nobody wants to actually bring products into the country because they don't want the bolivars. The bolivars, you know, you can't even wipe your butt with them because they're losing their value constantly.
And they would have to exchange them at the official exchange rate.
Correct.
Which is a lie.
Which is 10 to 1 U.S. It's 10 bolivar per U.S. dollars, the official rate. But the unofficial rate, the black market rate, is closer to 800 bolivar to 1. So that's why the black market is so strong there. If anything, that's the reason why people aren't starving, is because some people in the black market are the ones who are providing food for people. They're the ones who are, you know, changing money for people and providing condoms and whatever other services that they can. Mm-hmm. We're going to continue here.
Has there been any more news on that website that was publishing the true exchange rate of the Bolivar? I know they were sued by the Venezuelan government in a U.S. court.
Oh, yeah, there's something dollar.
I believe it was dollar today. In fact, let me pull that up and get you the actual black market rate, because these guys, you're right, Venezuela is suing dollar today. So there's a couple of, I think, two or three expatriates from Venezuela who are now living in the United States who launched this website. And according to dollar today, I'm sorry, it wasn't 800 per, it's now 1,142.
And dollar, for anybody that wants to play along at home, it's spelled like dollar, but only one L.
D-O-L-A-R, today.com. $1,142.31 per, $1,142 bolivars per U.S. dollar. That is what they are claiming is, you know, they've got black market sources that they talk to in Venezuela, and they get this price. But the Venezuelan government, the central bank specifically, is accusing this website of causing hyperinflation.
Right, yeah. Right. Like a website can just do that.
So
the website is printing money.
Yeah. So it should be interesting to watch that case as it continues to develop. I have not seen any updates on it, Rich, so if you hear anything, certainly let us know. Back to the streets of Venezuela.
What would actually happen if, say, there was a widely believed, widely trusted news source in a country that started reporting that the value of the dollar was falling, and this was in the United States, then certainly some people would believe them and divest themselves of dollars, but other people would disbelieve them and would buy up those dollars and trade things for those dollars. So basically, you can't, by fooling some of the people, you can't just cause
right
the value of a currency to fluctuate, because actual transactions in the actual market will prove you a liar.
So let's go back to the streets of Venezuela with Luke Rodowski of We Are Change and Jeff Berwick from the Dollar Vigilante. They're driving around at night. There's nobody on the streets. They're talking about how you can't have a gun. Not even the security guard at the hotel has a gun. So we'll continue with some of the audio here.
But, like, just no one out on the streets at all. saw. I saw this one crazy 6'5", 350-pound dude who had his hands taped and he was just clenching his knuckles. Just one dude. And it was just like a scene out of The Purge, Anarchy. And it was literally like we're being like, transported around. Like, okay, let's go quickly, here, you know, security guards everywhere. But of course, as you said, we're walking in the hotel room. The people working in the hotel are like in past three doors, right, through like a little doorway looking when we came in, and they barricaded the doors with the luggage carriers because like they're even up there.
Like, yeah. That would stop anyone. So those luggage carriers that the valets have, they just put them all in front of the doors. Yeah. Like, that should do it.
Yeah. We walked in, and they're like, just shockingly looked at us, and then like quickly went back to their business, but they were behind like three other doors that they could easily lock and protect themselves in, which kind of gives me the idea that the government here kind of uses this criminality, uses this violence as a way to control the people, so people think we need more police, we need more government, and the criminals here,
which is what happens here. You know, when there's a crime problem, people turn to the police. They believe that that's going to help protect them. When there's some evidence that suggests that when you get rid of the police, crime goes down.
Yeah, well, certainly when you arm yourself, crime goes down, because the police, at the very best, are going to show up to mop up the blood.
Yeah.
And if you're lucky, put whoever did it in jail if that person is not a cop.
And then,
the nice thing about a gun is you get to use it before you're dead, and it doesn't fail to operate if the person killing you is a cop.
And then the police, if they do arrest somebody and put them in jail, you have to then pay for the incarceration of the person that harmed you in some kind of way, and they call that justice.
Right, so you've been victimized twice.
Yes.
So continuing here from the streets of Venezuela, the footage now is of the daytime, and you're seeing some of the people sort of milling about and driving around in the streets, and it does not look like a particularly pretty place.
Are running around, just doing whatever they want, kidnapping whoever they want, murdering whoever they want with pure impunity. Meanwhile, the government sends in their agents to every business, to every private place, to every public park, to make sure that everyone has mandated signs that say no smoking, no guns, and you can't be racist. With 50 permits that a restaurant has to have, and they're spending their resources here in Venezuela.
This is crazy. They are showing the permits that a Quiznos has. So the camera pans up, and it's permit after permit after permit, and then you see the Quiznos logo at the top. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor.
Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
When Dr. Lane Sebring appeared on Fox News and claimed that he could give seniors a second shot at youth, viewers were highly skeptical. But then they saw the proof. Despite being 61 years old, Dr. Sebring is still competing in martial arts competitions against guys half his age and winning. But what's even more remarkable are his lab tests that back it all up. His blood pressure checks in at a healthy 110 over 78, and his blood sugar never jumps above 70. So what's his secret? Sebring has been using a powerful green drink that he personally formed called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens was originally created to help older guys in the military who are dealing with achy joints and stiff muscles. And for a limited time, Dr. Sebring is letting you try the drink absolutely free. All he asks is that you chip in a few bucks to help cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. greens75.com. greens75.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Your comments on the socialist Venezuela and how bad things are getting there. It's one thing to read about it in various news stories, which we have over the last few years here on Free Talk Live. We've been kind of following the fall of Venezuela ever since Hugo Chavez was involved. And it's just been, you know, really educational to watch. It's been tragic for the people that have been living there who are having a tough time finding the most basic food items like rice or chicken or soap. They have to stand in line for hours to try to buy these through the grocery stores, which some of those have been nationalized by the government. But otherwise, you know, you've got to turn to the black market if you really want to get something done in Venezuela, where right now the black market price for one U.S. dollar is over 1,000, over 1,100 Bolivar, the currency of Venezuela. That's according to DolarToday.com, a website being sued by the Venezuelan Central Bank for, they claim, causing the hyperinflation that the country is experiencing. And now
they should call it Dolor Today.
now the president
Spanish for pain
of the country is demanding people stop using their clothes dryers, hang their clothes outside, lower their air conditioners, or stop using them altogether because, well, you know, socialism just doesn't work. And of course, he won't say that. He'll say it's all the United States' fault. We're being sabotaged
and El Nino. Yeah.
Now there are some things that are going on that could be called sabotage, but they're natural results of government policy, and that is normally prices are pretty smooth in that, except for the differences in government, it would be no cheaper or more expensive to produce things in Venezuela than in, say, Colombia.
Sure.
But Venezuela, in trying to keep up the fictional value of their money, one of the things that they've done is subsidize the supply side of stores. So basically, pay the store owner a little bit of money for each item that he sells and then require him to sell it below cost. Well, of course, if you require people to sell things below cost and people don't have any money, then what they're going to do is they're going to buy them below cost.
Instantly.
And they're going to take that stuff over to Colombia, over to one of the neighboring countries, and they're going to sell it there.
And that's what's happened, actually.
And so that could be called sabotage, but the thing is, there's absolutely no way to stop that from happening sooner or later, any more than you can keep marijuana out of the United States.
Right, and that's what's happened. There was actually a story about what they got, I think it was called Socialist Barbie, where Nicolas Maduro did exactly what you're saying. He forced toy stores in the country to sell a particular release of Barbie at below cost, at like a tenth of, you know, what it should have cost. And sure enough, you know, they all went off the shelves instantaneously and likely were sold on the black market or smuggled. There's actually people who smuggle toilet paper out of the country because so there's a toilet paper shortage in Venezuela because all the toilet paper has to be imported and no one wants to import anything. So what little bit of toilet paper does exist will be smuggled out of the country along with gasoline and other things like that. So the smuggler can then get paid with dollars in Colombia or wherever it is that they're smuggling to, and then come back into Venezuela with the dollars so they can then exchange those dollars for the bolivars on the black market at, you know, 800 or 900 or 1,000.
Actually, the price that you saw from that website, that's in
Venezuela.
Colombia, right? Isn't it a Colombian price on the Venezuelan currency? I seem to recall that, but I'm not sure. I think it was the Colombian white market price.
Let's go to I believe it's a black market price, but I'm not sure about that. That's a good question, Rich. DollarToday.com, the site. Let's go to your calls and thoughts, though. First up, Joe is in Lakeside, California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Joe.
I was just listening with you talking about the people going through the streets at night and everything's boarded up. You can go through almost any big city and they got parts of town which at nighttime everything gets boarded up. You go to the motel and you pay through a window because the people don't want to see you. You go to a gas station, you pay through the window because they're afraid you're going to rob them. And it's just sad that in the same area they get government food cards in which the store owners will a lot of times give them 50 cents, 40 cents on a dollar, and they're really ripping the government off here in the United States in the poor cities. And it's sad that that happens right here in the United States on a program that's supposed to help the poor, but really it makes crooks richer.
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of people that taking advantage of the welfare system. And I'm sure there are areas of Venezuela which are gated communities where the, you know, the few wealthy people that still exist there live, and things are probably not as bad as the surrounding area. So certainly the camera people or whoever it is that's recording there for We Are Change can obviously edit the video in the way that, you know, most effectively promotes the message that they want to promote. But, you know, I think most of the people in the studio have met both Luke and Jeff Berwick, Luke Radowski and Jeff Berwick. And, you know, I have no reason to believe that they are misrepresenting. I don't think that's what you're saying.
I understand. I'm not arguing that. I'm just saying here in the United States, we've got bad areas in which I wouldn't want to go at midnight at night.
Oh, yeah. I'm from Ann Arbor, which is just a little bit outside Detroit. And, Detroit is a place that it's been under nearly socialist rule for several decades, and you don't want to go out in Detroit at night either. There is a very similar sense of hopelessness, but I think as a matter of degree that Venezuela is probably much worse than even Detroit.
Right. But if we get on that social Bernie Mac type thing, I believe that's going to dominate in the United States to where it's going to be more of the situation like what you're talking about. The government does not help things. The government hurts things.
Oh, yeah, because the only thing that you can do is force people to refrain. You can't force people to act. So all you can do is force them to refrain from doing productive things that they could be doing. And that will never make your country richer. It will always make your country poorer.
Right. Can I throw another thing out real quick about you just saying you cannot force people to act?
Yeah.
Years ago, your rich people, they went a step further and they helped society. You had so many rich people that made, I'm trying to think who did the Kodak you know, it's like the Hershey family, and there's different families that really gave to communities and helped build colleges and things. But when the government starts making it harder for them to do that, it takes the self-willpower or the self-community service out somewhere. So the government doesn't do anything but harm things.
Absolutely true. Joe, great call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you.
If I was a CEO or I was a rich investor and I had been vilified for it all of my life, I probably wouldn't be that pleasantly inclined toward the people who had vilified me. You know, I might not feel like building a college in a town that had taxed me at 90% of my income, or in a country that had taxed me at 90% of my income.
You know, just a quick comparison between Detroit and Venezuela. At least in Detroit, you can still own a gun. In Venezuela, yeah, there's guns prohibited everywhere. And
in Detroit, you can get private police forces.
Like the Threat Defense Center.
And yes.
In fact, that's what I was going to bring up, is the police in some areas of Detroit have pulled back. They have cut their hours. They have stopped patrolling. And so people have started to arm themselves. So in the absence of the government so-called protection, people are taking responsibility for themselves and for protecting their properties. And we're seeing, we've seen cases where people, like, you know, old ladies or whatever, arm up. And then, you know, some thug tries to mess with them. They'll just blast them.
Yeah.
And the problem solved. Or hire the Threat Defense Center, which is a privately run company that provides protection services to businesses and neighborhoods and individuals. And they're doing an amazing job of it, and doing it at a fraction of the, you know, the police cost.
And they'll do the random patrols through a neighborhood, which makes the entire neighborhood safer, not just the couple of homes on the street have paid for the service.
They'll also train people on how to defend themselves as well, so you don't have to just rely on their agents. They'll help people be better at self-defense. So when we, you know, if we actually do get to the point of the government, you know, not taking care of these protection services, which many of us in the liberty movement would like to see happen, then you'll see naturally the marketplace will provide these things because that's what people want.
Yeah. And what ANCAPs have always predicted is that security services would be provided by companies that both provided...
ANCAPs are anarcho-capitalists?
Yes, anarcho-capitalists or voluntarists. That you'd be buying your insurance and your security from the same company. So if they failed to defend your property, they would end up paying the insurance claim for your property. So they have a big incentive to do a good job.
Whereas when the police drop the ball, it's just there's no liability.
Sorry.
Yep. Sometimes they're not even sorry. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can join us here. Hour number three is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is having a huge sale on ads. If you have a local business, contact this station. They'll help you out. But if you do business nationally through a website, a brand, or a call center, Free Talk Live ads are 66% off until April 16th. I can't give you the rates here, but I can tell you the packages are as low as $500. We're on 170-plus stations. We do endorsements. And we have a big old online audience. Contact Mark at freetalklive.com. We've never had a sale this big. Mark at freetalklive.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.